In Owen McCafferty's powerful new play, Quietly, two men walk into a Belfast bar, but what happens next is no joke, and it's not very quiet. They're meeting to talk about what happened in that bar some 40 years before, an event that changed both their lives. The play, which originated at the Abbey Theatre in Dublin, is now on stage at the Irish Rep on West 22nd Street, where it's just been extended with its original cast, Patrick O'Kane, Declan Conlon, and Robert Zawadzki. It's going to be running until September 25th, and I'm very pleased to welcome all cast members to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Patrick, you play Jimmy, who seems angry from the minute we first see him. What's his story?
35 years before, he lost his father in that very pub. And this is the first time he's going to meet the man who perpetrated that act.
And Declan, you play Ian, the man who perpetrated that act. You call the meeting?
Yeah. Yeah, Ian is the one who has suggested the meeting, needs the meeting. And Jimmy is the one who decides that the meeting should take place in the very pub in which the event happened.
They were both 16 years old in 1974 when this event happened. Did they know each other ever? Had they ever met before they meet in the bar?
This is the very first time they've ever met.
The bar they're meeting in, as you say, was is it Jimmy's regular bar?
It seems to be, yeah.
And Ian, has he ever been there before?
No, he mentions in the course of the play that he has stood outside it and looked from the outside, but he hasn't ever ventured inside.
Does meeting there give Jimmy an advantage because it's home turf?
He hopes it will. He sets it up as a kind of punishment for Ian, but actually it turns into purgatory for Jimmy himself.
Robert, you play the bartender who's Polish and also named Robert. Why is his nationality significant? Are there a lot of Polish immigrants in Belfast now?
Well, yes, there's a lot of Polish immigrants in Belfast, in Ireland and in Northern Ireland as well, in England. And it is significant because Robert has an Irish wife and Polish girlfriend in the play. Mm. Also, so he has very complicated personal relationships. And I would say also that Poland and Ireland are pretty similar countries in some ways, so that's the significance for me.
Similar in what ways?
There is a lot of Catholics in Poland, and the problem is between Catholics and Protestants as well.
And then, of course, they share soccer. The bar's TV is showing a soccer match between Poland and Northern Ireland. Yeah. Just a coincidence?
Well, there was a match, the real match in 2012, in 2010, between Poland and Northern Ireland, and there was a riot on the streets of Belfast. It was really a big shame for Poles, but actually for all football fans, what happened on the street on the streets of Belfast, and that happens in the play as well.
What role does Robert play in Jimmy and Ian's meeting? Is he mainly a witness, or does he have to become something of an arbitrator?
Well, I would say that, yes, I am some kind of witness, some kind of referee. And just for myself, I explain that I'm also kind of a mirror, like people watching, the audience watching the story of both guys. And I'm a mirror, I'm a watcher, but from the other side.
When does he realize he's witnessing something more than just a casual meeting of two old acquaintances?
Well, he realizes that because of aggression from outside, because of the riots, because of kids playing football outside, but actually there's something, there is an anger outside, there is a hatred against immigrants. So he realizes that he is not in his own country, and he has to be careful, and that's why Robert doesn't want to be involved in this problem of these two guys. He wants to be just a watcher.
But also because the play, sort of the meeting between the two men, begins with a moment of violence, and it's really the only real moment of physical violence between them, but it happens at the beginning of their meeting, and then
I'm so afraid of spoilers in this conversation.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm not going to say this exactly what it is that happens. But you know, it's interesting, I think, that that's, rather than that be the culmination of their meeting, it's really what begins it, and then the course of their encounter becomes very different after that.
Well, has Ian asked for this meeting as kind of part of the peace process that began with the 1998 Good Friday Agreement?
I don't think so. I think it's an entirely personal thing. I think it's something that he's been living with for a very long time. He's done his time for it as well, but it's I think it's a personal thing. And it's in a way, Mr. McCafferty, I think, partly wrote the play because there hasn't been any official truth and reconciliation process in Northern Ireland. And in a way, I think maybe part of the reason for writing the play was the idea that this must happen between individuals in some way.
But Declan, without spoiling anything, we can say that the events being... well, actually, maybe I should... ask you, Patrick. The events being discussed are part of the troubles, the fighting between Protestant Unionists and Catholic Republicans. Are those animosities still alive in Northern Ireland, or have they been kind of resolved?
I think they're partially resolved. It's not a complete deal. There are still residual aspects of the troubles to be addressed. And
as we see in this play.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, it's a much better place to be than it was 20 years ago.
As an aside, the playbill lists the setting as Belfast in particular, not just Northern Ireland. Is that significant?
Well, it's where a lot of the violence took place, I suppose. And it's where Owen McCafferty is from, so he's writing about his hometown, and it's loosely based on a particular incident of a particular bombing. I mean, it's not specific to that incident, but there was a bombing of a pub called the Rosencrown where 6 people did die, and I think it's loosely based on that event.
Can a play like this get people talking about the peace process? Was that part of Owen McCafferty's goal in writing it?
I think so. Yeah, I think it does, but it extends beyond any peace process in Northern Ireland. You know, there's a universality to the themes of reconciliation. It's really a consideration, a meditation on what that actually entails.
Is there a conversation, an attempt at reconciliation on a personal level? Are conversations like this actually happening in Northern Ireland? Are people who've always thought of themselves as enemies having to go through this kind of thing to be able to live with each other?
There's a lot of work going on below the radar with non-governmental organizations setting up meetings of this kind. Yeah, so it's not happening on an official level, but it's happening on a personal and unofficial level.
Robert, in your case, your character would have also been in Northern Ireland because of the connection to the EU. How has the Brexit vote affected this process? Is Northern Ireland going to have to go along with the rest of England?
Well, Northern Ireland, as far as I know, voted to remain in EU, so that's different. But of course, the Brexit has an influence, will have an influence for the immigration. So it's going to be, I would say, worst for immigrants. So that's actually the main reason why Robert is afraid living in Belfast. Mm-hmm. So. But we'll see what happened. We don't know now.
Northern Ireland and Scotland both voted to stay in the EU, but they were outvoted by the rest of England.
Yeah.
While there's a lot of dialogue, body language plays a large part in the play. Are your characters poised for a fight to break out at any moment?
Probably. There's always the potential in a situation like this for it, especially when if the play begins with something physical, there's always the potentiality for that to maybe happen again in the course of the encounter. So I think for Ian, certainly the physicality would sort of demonstrate the fact that there's a lot of held shame, guilt, tension.
And Ian is played by Declan Conlon. We have Robert, played by Robert Zawadzki, and also the third character is played by Patrick O'Kane, Jimmy. I should remind people that we're talking about a production that is currently at the Irish Rep on West 22nd Street, but originated in the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. How many years have you been in this play?
It started first performing in 2012 in Dublin, but we've been doing it, you know, for a couple of 6-8 weeks at a time over the course of these past 4 years. We went to Edinburgh, we went to Soho and London. We did a small tour around the border counties between North and South in Ireland, and we finally ended up in New York.
And we've been to Germany as well.
Oh, and Germany, yes.
And so you've been living with these characters for quite a while, even though you're not you haven't been playing them every night over the last 4 years. But have you thought about them in the breaks between productions? Do they change each time?
They, in my view, they not specifically thinking about them between productions, but coming back to the characters, having not done them, played them for a while, is always very interesting because you've changed as an individual over the course of that time, and therefore
you've personally changed.
Yeah, you get older. You know, this is 4 years ago. You change your subtle changes potentially, but when you come to look at the play again, I often come and look at the choices that were made before and think that doesn't really fit with me anymore. So a lot of subtle changes, and a lot of changes happening between us live on stage. It's never quite the same on a nightly basis. The tone of it changes quite a lot.
Did Owen McCafferty make any changes to the script to adjust to an American audience? Although I assume that because this is an Irish rep, there's most of the audience will be kind of familiar with this history.
I'm not really sure about that. I don't know that this is the normal fare at the Irish rep.
Well, a lot of Irish theatre at
yes,
the Irish rep.
But this is a northern urban play, and that's something quite different. No, he hasn't really made significant changes for this particular production, just one or two edits.
What about you adjusting? The theatre is quite small, and audiences feel almost as that they're really in the bar with these men.
Well, because we've done the play in a number of different venues over the course of 4 years, the venue does change the tenor and tone of the play quite substantially. In Edinburgh, we were in a very small theatre that was on three sides, audience on three sides, so the feeling of the production was more like it was a boxing ring, and we had people surrounding us. So this is much more proscenium arch. It's a very small stage, but it's a deceptive theatre as well because there's a balcony, and it does, when you're sitting at the back of the balcony, the stage is much further away than you'd realise, so it's not quite, you know, you have to try and keep the intimacy while at the same time trying to make sure people at the back are included.
What about audiences? Do you get different reactions from audiences in Dublin or Edinburgh or Germany or London or New York?
Well, that's interesting because I would say that it's such an universal play that the reactions are pretty much the same everywhere we are, even in Germany where people were watching the play but reading the subtitles in the same time. So
doesn't everybody in Germany now know how to speak English?
Well, they do.
That was my experience.
Okay. Better than we do.
Better than we speak German. Yes.
I do speak German a bit. Yeah, so the reactions are pretty much the same. But of course, it depends. Sometimes one show is different from the other. And the reactions, it depends on the average age, for example, of audience watching us, you know.
It's interesting that it hasn't played in Belfast.
Oh, it has.
Oh, it has?
Well, it has, in a very specific, the most interesting reaction we've had, really, was in Belfast, because after every single show, we played there for a week, we had a post-show discussion with the audience, and we had different people in Belfast, journalists, people working in, as Patrick alluded to, these under-the-radar community projects, were on stage talking to us about the play and then fielding questions from the audience, and it was an extraordinary few evenings we had in the theatre, really.
Kind of like a reconciliation process right there in the theatre.
Yeah, but you really got a sense that people wanted to talk about this event, and it's interesting because when the idea was suggested to the Lyric Theatre in Belfast of doing this play, they turned it down, and the reason they turned it down was because they said people didn't want to talk about this stuff and didn't want to deal with this stuff, and our experience was the absolute opposite of that. People really did want to speak about it.
I just wanted to add that I don't believe that theatre can really change the world, but it may help to go in a good way. So this what happened in Belfast was really significant and really important. That's the role of theatre, I would say.
Is the event at the centre of the play based on a real event?
Well, interestingly, as I said earlier, it's, I think when we were in Belfast having those post-show discussions, there was a question from the audience, that very question from a member of the audience to the author, Owen McCafferty.
Because there were explosions.
Yes, so. Of course. And he asked if it's specifically to do with this particular bombing of the Rose and Crown pub in Belfast. Owen said it wasn't specific to that event. And then the man afterwards said, yes, because my father died in that bar, in that bombing. So we had, it was that sort of encounter we were having in Belfast.
Do you feel that by the end of the play, Ian and Jimmy have actually come to some kind of understanding?
Yeah, I think they have. And that's it. They understand where they were coming from. And that's enough for this point in time.
Now, this performance has been extended twice, as I understand it, now to September 25th. Do you have any projects in the works that you're going to... Can this just keep on going because it's become something of a hit?
I imagine this might be our last foray with this.
The last hurrah with this?
I think it might be.
We'll see.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But, well, each time we meet, I don't have any expectations. Probably all we all don't have any expectations about that, and it happens then. So we will see what happened.
Well, is there much theater work for an actor named Zawadzki in Northern Ireland?
Well, no, but I live in Poland.
Uh-huh.
So I work a lot in theater as an actor, as a theater director. So that was the reason, because I used to live in Ireland for some time, a few years ago, but I went back to Poland because I realized that I won't have many opportunities to work as an actor over there. So, you know.
Well, my great thanks to Robert Zawadzki, Patrick O'Kane, and Declan Conlon. Quietly is on stage at the Irish Rep. That's at 132 West 22nd Street until September 25th. It's been a great pleasure having you here, and congratulations. It's a very, very powerful production.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.